Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Before all of that, though, we want to chat about student accommodation because listeners have been getting in touch with us to tell us about their struggles. John is with me on the line. John, you're a UCC student. What's your experience of trying to find accommodation?
I think it's mostly the cost, and it's also the availability that makes it really, really difficult to find anywhere. So for me, especially the cost just makes it unjustifiable. So I'm commuting from North Tip down to Cork every day. I take the train from Thurles.
Round trip, how long is that commute, John?
It's over 4 hours a day. But even then, you know, it's the cost of the train is fairly high, but it still only comes out to about a quarter of what it would cost me to stay in Cork, really.
So what does it set you back, even with the regular student rail fare card or that? Like, what are you actually paying each week?
Yeah, well, exactly. The train tickets are about half of what they would be for a regular passenger, but still, it sets me back almost €200 a month for a monthly ticket.
Yeah, £200 a month. And what did you say, 4.5 hours both ways each day?
Yeah, roughly, yeah, more or less.
So what time are you leaving the house at?
The first train of the morning is a little after 7, so I have about a half hour drive into the train, so I'm up before 6 anyway.
To get
for
in
a 9 o'clock start.
For a nine lecture in UCC.
Yeah, that's right.
And then coming home in the evening.
Coming home now, depends on the length of the day, but it could be, 7 or 8 o'clock. Definitely, if we're finishing at 5, it'll be 8 before I'm home. So,
what year are you in?
So I'm studying a master's. I'm in between 2 years. It's a 2-year master's.
Okay. And your whole undergraduate degree, you commuted the same way, did you?
Actually, no. I was in Dublin for my undergraduate.
Okay.
And this was going back to 2020. And even then, I remember accommodation being much, much cheaper than it is now. It seems the cost has just exploded, in the last few years.
Yeah, it's the time, though, isn't it? Like, the whole college experience is totally different when you're spending just under 5 hours each day commuting.
Yeah, well, you see, it's all right for me being a master's student, but I'd feel terrible for any leaving cert students going off to college and not being able to live nearby the university, because you miss out on an awful lot.
Oh, completely. Yeah. But the reason you're doing this, because just the actual, even if you could have got your hands and keys to a place in Cork or a shared room or whatever, shared accommodation, the cost of that was just totally unjustified.
The cost, but it is also the availability. I think last year when I decided I want to go to Cork, moving to a new city where I didn't know anybody, it was quite daunting. And, you'd have to shop around endlessly for a place. You're very lucky if you land a place. So in the end, I did the maths and I figured out that this was probably the way for me to go anyway.
So you're going back into that in September?
I am, yeah.
I know. God, it's a long and it's an arduous journey. 5 days a week as well, John, is it?
Thankfully, no. I think it'll be 4 years or 4 days a week, just as it was last year. But even so, yeah, you're quite tired by the end of the week.
I'd well believe it. It's an early start, as you said, as well, on top of all of the work that has to go into completing the master's and dissertation and everything else that goes along with that. Charlie is with us too, John. Charlie, you're in Waterford. Have you been able to get college accommodation?
Yeah, I was actually lucky enough to get in, but, it is a gamble.
So to get in, was that college accommodation, like as in on the grounds, or did you have to find your own place?
It's a private college accommodation, so it's not anything to do with the college, but it is college accommodation.
Yeah, that's where they're kind of directing you. And was it a waiting list, or how did the lottery work out for that?
You book in and then you pay a deposit, and the deposit isn't, like, you're not guaranteed a spot. So it is literally you're paying like $400 for a deposit, and then it's a gamble whether you get it or you don't.
So you were successful?
Yeah, lucky enough, I was like 4 months before college even started, like before I even finished my Leaving Cert, and I did it. And lucky enough, I got it.
So you just took a chance even before the Leaving Cert exam that you wanted to go to Waterford, and you were hopefully confident you'd get the course, and thankfully, you managed to find a space anyway.
Yeah, it is all a gamble. I was one of the last few spots, and 4 months early, and I got one of the last few spots in the whole accommodation.
And what is the accommodation, is it like, Charlie?
For the price that I'm paying, it's not worth it, but then again, it's one of the cheapest around. It's quite small. It's worth it for a college student. It's very college, but for the price, it's definitely not worth it. Like, there's mold, there's like literal health hazards.
Within what you say, within the, but and are you already living there?
Yeah.
So this isn't you're not just starting college, you're going back to it, are you?
Yeah. I wasn't taking another gamble, so I just said that I would live here again, and luckily enough, they let me.
Yeah, okay. So, and we'll certainly reach out to the accommodation that you've mentioned, Charlie, to see, you know, what the situation is there. But I'm sure for a lot of your friends, they're probably all in the same position, are they? Trying to pay prepaid deposits in the hope of getting somewhere.
Yeah, I had a friend actually who paid the deposit and just never got in. And there's like, it is literally just a gamble, because they give you the money back as soon as you start college, and there's no looking for other places. Most places need a deposit.
Yeah, to try and even secure it in the first place. Email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com if you want to get in touch with us today. Sean De Burka, Galway University Student Union President, is with us on the line. What's the story in Galway at the moment, Sean?
In Galway, it's particularly dire, as it has been every year for the last number of years. I'm just looking at the recent report from switcher.ie that found that the average rent for students in Galway is €598 per month. At the same time, that's continuously going up. There's a new student accommodation block down by the docks that's going to be opening in September, and you would be paying the average rent in 2 weeks instead of a month there. And that's at the cheaper end of the scale, €300 a week, which is absolute insanity. Charlie there just spoke about how difficult it is when you're coming into college, as going in as a first year, just finding somewhere. So it's first years who are going to be particularly vulnerable to what's price gouging from those private student accommodation providers.
Well, is it price gouging? I mean, given that they're actual, in many cases, a lot of the student accommodation we're talking about, they're new builds. You probably, you know, if you were to go out and try and find apartments or 4 or 3 bed houses within any of the cities, not just in Galway, but across the country, you won't find that accommodation cheaper. I'm not saying it's right, but...
Well, it's... I suppose a big part of why we're finding it so difficult to find anywhere to live in the first place is how Galway is a perfect example of, you look at the amount of Airbnbs around, you find over 1,000 in Galway. At the same time, you look at the amount of them that are actually legal and have planning permission to be a short-term let, and I think that figure is still in single digits. So there's laws there around us that aren't being enforced that are absolutely worsening the housing situation, and that's something that we're really feeling as students.
How many students are planning to go? Have they been on to the student union at this stage, Sean, planning to go to college in Galway? I know there's obviously still waiting on the Leaving Cert results yet to find out, that are getting in touch with you guys struggling to even get accommodation.
Over the next month is really when we're going to see people getting in contact with us looking for accommodation. I have had people coming to me already. But I know that by the end of this month, it's going to be quite realistic that we'll be getting 50 people a day looking for any sort of help that they can get. And of course, there's only so much we can do.
Yeah, there is. And that's almost the case. I was in college in Galway myself a number of years back, and, you know, I've fairly vivid memories of the hunt of trying to find accommodation. I can only imagine it's a problem that's got significantly worse even in that period. Caoimhe Brinkley is the welfare officer with University College Cork. Caoimhe, a lot of the students gathered, was it yesterday afternoon, the students' union, they sort of congregated to try and highlight some of the issues that are actually facing students trying to find affordable accommodation.
Yeah, so yesterday we all had the opportunity to go with Laura Harriman, who had launched the new bill, hopefully, that the government will actually listen to, in terms of the rent cap and the management service fees cap. So every student union in the country, thankfully, kind of had representation. So it just goes to show that this isn't just a Cork issue or a Dublin issue.
Oh, sure, it seems to be around the country, isn't it?
Yeah, and like, you know, something that struck me there was Charlie saying that he was lucky enough to actually get accommodation, but that accommodation has helped for in terms of mould and stuff. And I think that just goes to show the narrative, like, students are desperate and they'll get accommodation in places that are just not apt, you know, and it's a cyclical issue in terms of, you know, if you have black mould in the house and you're paying 700 quid for it, like, then that has health issues, that then the health service is being affected. So it's not just a financial issue. Mm. I think it's literally just the right to live in a place where you've a roof over your head, and it's not somewhere where you'll be waking up with, you know, mushrooms growing out of the walls or rats, you know, living in your next door neighbour's house.
And is that something students are reporting to you, Caoimhe?
Absolutely. You know, the amount of emails that come in, you know, Sean said there he anticipates that he'll be getting 50 emails a day. We've already been getting around, I want to say I get around 20 emails a day just from students, incoming students that are desperate for accommodation. And the accommodation that they'll find once they come to Cork is just not up to par. Like, these houses were built in the 1800s and they haven't really been renovated ever since. They're, you know, I myself live in student accommodation here and the walls are crumbling and we've rats. But there's just nothing you can do because, you know, the landlords know that they're in a great place here where, you know, if I leave because I'm unhappy with the state of the place, like, someone else is happily going to take my place because the need is there. Like, it's dire.
So what, the rats are pretty prevalent, are they, in your place?
Yeah, they are, yeah. Like, and
tell me
the
about
funny
it.
Thing is, I live on College Road, so it's a very, like, you know, it's a lucky area. I pay 2,700 up front for the semester. So that's another thing that landlords can do. They're in the privileged position of kind of looking for it up front, which, when you think about it, not a lot of students have the novelty to actually afford that.
Sorry, 2,700, that's what? That's from September till Halloween. Is that what you mean by the semester?
Yeah. Thank God. So it's not as if it's per month. But
so it's 2 months' rent.
Yeah, and it's two months' rent. And it's also the case that you would have had to have that saved then by September. So, you know, you're working a part-time job, you're working a full-time job while trying to get into education, do your assignments, and just honestly do the best that you can. Like, everyone said that their heart goes out for freshers, and that's the case. Like, they're incoming first-year students. They've studied so hard to get into the Leaving Cert and to get the course that they want. But then once they get their CAO offers, it's as if then they have the uphill battle to actually try find accommodation. And once they do, and, you know, I've been asked yesterday, like, what do you want the government to do? And I think these student unions, we all love campouts and we all love camping out and sleeping out on our campus accommodations. What I'd love to see happen would for politicians to actually come and have to live in the conditions the students are forced to. And then to think that they're paying like €900 a month for these, like, it's just not, it's not sustainable, and it's actually not healthy, and we don't deserve this. You know, we're students, we're Irish, we've been in accommodation and education our whole lives here. We deserve third level education and we deserve to have somewhere to live. And then there are these private sectors that are just absolutely profiting off of our desperation, and it's not right.
And it's not like you're not paying for it. I mean, you're paying what, the guts of 1400 quid a month there, really, for that accommodation.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
does that include your bills?
No, the electricity and water then comes out of that and bins and stuff. So that's all separately paid.
And have you your own room for 1400 a month?
Yeah, I have my own room, but, like, you know, it's a single bed and we all share bathrooms. There's 8 of us living in the house. And I love the girls, but you'd want to because, you know, we're all sharing the same situation.
Jeez,
and
if you're sharing with rats as well, I mean...
yeah, it's funny. Like, you know, and then you're trying to go to work to actually be able to afford the accommodation, but we're waking up at 5 a.m. hearing rat traps go off. Like, it's just, it's not okay, you know?
Not at that kind of money. I mean, it's you know, it's not like you're living there for free or at low cost. 1400 quid a month for anyone, student or not, is a huge amount to pay. This listener is paying 1800 quid a month in Galway for student accommodation. It's absolutely ridiculous, especially when you have to pay for 9 months, but they're only in college for 6 months. And yes, the places are charging that we are experiencing €1,800 in Galway, says this listener. Another texter's got in touch to tell us, bring back digs. that might help to solve some of the problems. Do you agree with that, Caoimhe?
Yeah, I think we do like digs drives and stuff where we go to different residents and ask, you know, do you have a spare room that you'd be willing to rent out to students? I think it's a nice way as well to kind of integrate the older generation with students. But, you know, no one wants that. Like, everyone wants their own space. And I think, yeah, like, people don't want people in their space. But likewise, I just think the situation, like, if it has to be digs, it has to be digs. But a lot of dig situations are only Monday to Friday as well. So you're kicked out over the weekend. So it's all just dire, in my opinion.
Even working then over the weekend in that town that you might be in college in, that's now not a feasible option if you have to vacate the place on a Friday. Cian McGrath from the MTU Students' Union is with us here, Caoimhe, on the line as well. What's your situation, Cian?
So we kind of drawn with the report that Sean was speaking about earlier from Switcher.ie that Limerick, Galway, Cork, and then Tralee also being mentioned in that as the most expensive places to live is crazy. And like, especially for us in MTU, having campuses in Cork and a campus in Tralee as well, it's not great for us to see that like we're up there with one of the most expensive colleges to go to. Especially when you look at Tralee having the steepest increase in the entire country, when it's the same size as Letterkenny, which is the cheapest in the country. So it's the amount of increases that have gone on this year is just kind of, it's a bit ridiculous, especially like when I started college back in 2019, I think there was an accommodation in Tralee, student specific accommodation was €3,000 for the full academic year. And I think this year now, and we're hearing reports that it's up around €7,000. So
just
like you're looking at the increases there, and it's just, It's kind of crazy, like, and we've been very lucky over my time in the Students' Union that we've done digs drives and we've gotten massive responses from the locals around Tralee and stuff, and they've been a massive help to us. But like, when you look at specific student build accommodation, for the rooms that are available, it only covers maybe a third of the student population in MTU. And then when you look at Tralee, you also have, so you've Kerry College, and then you've like our apprentices as well. So like, the demand is there, but the availability isn't. And then obviously now the affordability isn't there either. So it's just crazy to see that Tralee, a town which is with a university the same size as those in Letterkenny, is up there with one of the most expensive in the country.
Listener here thinks there's actually a fairly simple solution to this problem. Make the colleges build dedicated student accommodation if they are increasing student numbers. In recent years, the ATU in Sligo has been building new facilities and increasing the student numbers, but they haven't built any student accommodation. I don't think it makes sense, says this listener. Another texter tells me, give us a break. The accommodation we lived in as students in the 80s and early 90s makes the current student accommodation look like a 5-star resort. Yeah, but look at what they're paying for it. £1,800 and as Caoimhe told us there, rats in some cases as well. This listener says they've hosted college students in their family home for many years, and while the vast majority have been respectful and a pleasure to have, I've also experienced the other side of student accommodation. Over the years, I've dealt with damage to my property, disrespect towards my family and my home, excessive noise, failure to follow house rules, poor cleanliness in shared areas, late rent payments, and then students leaving before the end of their agreed stay. This can leave hosts with a significant financial loss, as it's often impossible to find a replacement tenant partway through the academic term. There are two sides to every story. Many hosts provide safe, comfortable and reasonably priced accommodation in the family house, which is especially beneficial for first-year students, but some students choose to abandon these arrangements in favour of sharing accommodation with friends, even if the alternative is of a lower standard, says this listener. Keep your thoughts coming into us. We want to hear about your student accommodation, your hunt to find it. Email is lunchtimelivenewstalk.com. For the moment, John, Charlie, Sean, Caoimhe and Cian, thanks a million for getting in touch with us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.